From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Surprising news at NPR today. CEO Gary Nell announced that he is leaving after less than 2 years in the job. Nell made the announcement in an email message to NPR staff. He says he will leave the company in late fall and take a new job as president and CEO of the National Geographic Society. Joining us now for details from New York is NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Jeremy.
So what did he say? What did Gary Nell say in his message to staff about why he's leaving?
He said it was too good an offer to pass up. I mean, National Geographic Society is one of the world's leading educational and, conservation institutions. It's a big global footprint he's got there. It's probably a more remunerative job, and it's probably a slightly more secure business. He said the timing was unfortunate. His contract, which was just a 2-year contract initially, came up in November. He said there was no argument, no disputation that accompanied this, but that his contract was coming up and these guys made an offer he simply couldn't refuse.
And he came from Sesame Workshop less than 21 months ago to his current job at NPR after two very public controversies led to the resignation of NPR's previous CEO, Vivian Schiller. Tell us about Gary Nell's tenure at the network.
Well, over the last 2 years, you're right, absolutely right. He came in after the Juan Williams flap. The termination of Juan's contract led to a lot of controversy and also led to the second flap that we were talking about, the videotape sting of some senior NPR fundraising officials that led to the departure of Vivian Schiller. Gary came in. He calmed the waters. He essentially made clear he was going to lead and lead with a sense of equanimity. There was a sense of a shared movement, an idea of streamlining digital and audio initiatives and journalism, the idea that he would figure out ways to protect the journalism even as we've had some tough budget issues to confront. And, you know, there was a sense that the institution was being led by grown-ups who were working constructively in a shared direction.
Well, so how is the staff at NPR reacting to what's happened today?
Well, astonishment. I mean, board members told NPR journalists that many of them only learned about his decision to take this job this morning, that it was not the result of any philosophical divide. But by my count, whomever immediately replaces Gary Nell will be the seventh full-time permanent or acting CEO in a little over 7 years.
Wow.
And there's a real sense of this constant turnover, constant turmoil, a dislocation that occurs in the institution, even as the journalists themselves say, you know, our journalism is not only sustained, but it's improving every year. Every year, you know, if you talk to people in the media industry as well as our audiences, they say this is one of the real jewels of journalism in America. You know, why is our leadership not operating with the same sense of purpose?
And NPR is projecting, I think, a $6 million budget deficit for the fiscal year ending September. And so whoever that seventh CEO in 7 years is going to have a lot of work on their hands.
Well, you know, the claim has been that actually Gary Nell, that the chief content officer, Kinsey Wilson, and Joyce Slocum, who's sort of the number two, the chief operating officer, have been working on plans to sort of a glide plan to figure out, okay, what are our priorities? How do we confront not only the budget deficit occurring this year, but the one for next? And that by, call it a little over a year from now, that the institution will be in the right place budgetarily on that. You know, whether or not the new CEO coming in wants to change the plans or at least the direction that they've agreed upon, you know, remains to be seen. We have no idea who's going to replace Gary.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joining us from New York to tell us about the resignation announcement today of NPR CEO Gary Nell. David, thank you so much.
You bet.
And we'll be back in a minute, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.